The dead org is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred. No time for move faking. Got to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front. They say... All right, we're back, man. Man, you was in France, man. People love France.
I was in France.
Did you get a beret?
No, but my homeboy had one on the whole. Like this cat, he got like progressively more French as he stayed there. Like at first he was just there, he was wearing like, you know, regular stuff we wear over here, and then he just popped up out of nowhere with a beret. And I was like, word? All right.
Did cool. He buy that there, or did he have that?
I'm thinking he was just picking these things up as he went down the street, like Mario Brothers. Like, he was just, like, grabbing. He was, like, break a brick wall and grab a beret. Right. And, like, yeah. And, like, his beard got a lot longer the more stuff he put on. He had, like, he hitched up his jogging pants and had on, like, some French socks. I was like, dog, are you turning into a Renaissance painter? Or you looking like Negro Damas for real at this point? Negro Damas. So no, man, but yeah, it was a dope time, man. Like it's definitely something I'm gonna be doing. I could live in France. I'm not even joking. I could live there, and I'd be straight. I mean, really? I'd be out there kicking it too. Six euro bottles of wine. Good big bottles too, just love. I was like, man, I'll sit over here and if my life doesn't work out and if my writing stops working and I lose my voice, I'm just moving to France and chilling.
Ta-Nehisi Coates lives in Paris right now.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Dope.
Yeah.
Good decision.
Yeah, he lives in Paris right now, so that's interesting you you say that.
Mm-hmm.
And he just writes and does my almost send my shit and do my shit online for the
Atlantic. I can live my life over there, dog.
Really?
I can live my life over there and be chilling. Yeah, yeah. Yes, people walk everywhere, bike everywhere. You know, it's people in good shape. You know what I'm saying? Like people eating right. Like it's dope. I like it. It's a good time.
Then you went to England as well.
Yeah. England was like New York on steroids. Like London was like crazy busy. They say it's like 15.5 million people in the city during the day from the people to commute in to work there. Because a lot of people take the Eurostar and just come
from
to work
Paris,
in London.
From Paris, yeah, or whatever. Yeah. Because London is where the money at.
Yeah, so I mean, it's crazy. Like, London is like a super, super hub. Like,
so you're saying that it felt like it's more people than in New York, like in the actual city?
Yeah, it felt like Times Square everywhere. You know?
Okay.
So it was like, damn, it's like, you know, there's a million people like everywhere I went. Mm-hmm. But it was dope though in its own right. I mean, you know, just seeing like the history and seeing the things that are there. Like it was a good time. It was expensive as hell. I stayed there as long as I could, as my pockets was like, hey, bro, let's go.
What are you doing? $4 bottles.
You just spent $14 on a drink, dog. What are we doing? We can't keep doing that. And I was like, yeah, you're right. We can't keep doing that. And you know, taking cabs everywhere and doing all that stuff. So yeah, you spend some money in that joint, but it was a good time.
Did y'all get in a double decker bus?
Yeah. Well, you know what? We got on a double-decker bus, and like the crazy thing about that was that like while we did that, we just went up in the London Eye, the big Ferris wheel looking thing they got there. It's not a Ferris wheel at all though. Like it's a big pod that's like maybe like the size of this room we in right now, and it was like a dining room size pod. And it just moves constantly, like it never stops. Even when you get on, you got to jump on because the wheel never stops. And then you go up and you can see the whole city, but it's moving and like it's rotating around and it's doing things like that. So you never stop moving while you're doing it. And like I got off and I was like, I got a little motion sickness. And I was like, yo, I'm messed up. Then we got on the top of that bus and all that wind hitting me in the face. And I'm like, dog.
You gotta go downstairs.
I was like, I just sat there. I was like, man, then I'm walking around with my hand on the shoulder, a little 5'4 chick. And that's 120. I'm hulking on her, but she got to hold me up. So I'm like, dog, like, this is crazy. But it was a good time, man. Like, I did all sorts of stuff. I went and did I went to go see the Beatles studio.
Oh, word. There.
Did the Abbey Road walk. Got pictures, all of that. Went to Buckingham Palace, you know what I'm saying? Like it was a dope time.
You go see Big Ben?
Yeah, you drove right past it. Like it's all like right there along the river where we was the hotel we were staying. It was right on the river too. So it was like we was like right across from Parliament, like right across from Big Ben.
Did London seem like it was more touristy than New York City though? Like when you know, like you've been Times Square and you like could tell like it's touristy.
It felt exactly the same, really.
So really,
I mean, it was just different people driving on different sides of the street. I almost got murked by like the bike paths they got out there, like because cats be driving like 30 miles an hour on their bikes. I almost got sliced up and walking across one of them things, and them cats be coming. But We did the, you know, we did the Jack the Ripper tour. Saw the places where he murked everybody at, and they had pictures. And they had pictures from it and stuff, and had good Mexican food in London.
What?
Which is wild, because that it's like America. It's like, you know, you go places here and you eat.
You're gonna get. It's gonna be some. Yeah, good. Go like, to New York.
Yeah,
to
yeah, we can go down the street right here and eat some dope Mexican. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's.
You didn't get the fire Jamaican food. You told me though.
No, I didn't. I didn't stop. I saw it though. I just didn't get to stop and get it though. So like it was, but I mean it was amazing, man. Like it was a dope time.
All right, let's go and jump into some emails. All right, first email comes from JP Thomas. He says, "Fellas, you all have me dying with all these different episodes. I enjoy what you all doing with this. Have you all thought about making this like more like a talk show or banter, kind of like a First Take type of situation, or a Highly Questionable piece?" I guess it could be a Highly Questionable type thing. But they got their own thing. You know, Highly Questionable has their own style. Their own. That's a unique setup they got with Bomani and Dan Le Batard and his dad, Poppy.
Yeah.
That's a very unique. I don't think you'll ever see something like that again.
No, that's different.
That's a totally different. Like, you couldn't even. And I guarantee you, they probably didn't even know they was going to have something like that set up. Like, I mean, they probably thought had an idea, but not as big as it's become for them.
Yeah, yeah. No, that, I mean, they work well off of each other. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, they got a good thing going on there. I mean,
you got, unless your dad is an old Mexican.
No, my dad is not that. My dad is a semi-old black man.
Which may be an angle.
Yeah.
In 20 years from now, it might be an angle.
He can be salty and getting cranky in his old age. He doesn't like things just to not like them. He's getting to that point. But,
and he's a Cardinals fan, so he hates the Cubs.
Yeah, so yeah, he's at that point, yeah.
All right. Next email comes from Alana Thomas. She says, "I am disappointed you all with the episode about the players, and you all gave 5 minutes to women that you all like, but not taking into account women that really had a lot of men and bossed up. What's up with that, fellas?" Piece. I mean, we don't know women. I mean,
I don't know what to say about that. The same thing you guys talking about women crews. I'm going off.
Right. We only go just like they got mad at us last time about the women. We only go about what we kind of think. You know, maybe we do get one woman on here one time to kind of spice it up or something, just to keep us in check. Maybe, I don't know, but I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, like, if you said like the same equal letter as another woman, do you say you want us to name hoes? Like, that's like a, you know. On that side of it, those women we wouldn't know necessarily. I think traditionally, those women always stay in the shadows.
Yeah, no, like,
that's their whole point. They hoes. They stay in the shadows.
Right, they're phantoms.
Yeah, they not, you know, that's not a part of the demo. But I guess you could say boss chicks. I mean, you probably got to put Janet Jackson in there of all time, just because she's just consistently stayed, you know, on top of her game. Probably would go to Beyonce's. Got to be on there.
She cut Jay-Z. She could retire if she wanted to and just relax. But
she cut Jay-Z. She could cut Jay-Z and be like never work.
Straight. She's straight.
Yeah. You think Jay-Z would be all right? I guess they both would be all right.
Yeah.
Her beauty is money. None of those people would
be hurt. No.
Yeah. He said no.
They're all right.
Yeah. It ain't like Safari or something with Nicki Minaj.
Like Real Chance of Love.
Real Chance of Love. Man, the dude real died.
Everyone died, dog.
The long hair died. He had bone marrow cancer or something.
Yeah, man. That's messed up.
Yeah. So, all right. Next up, next one comes from Emily Thomas. She says, all right. "Wow, that was a crazy episode you all had with the players episode. Do you all had an idea of actually doing the best haters of all time?"
I know all of them.
So personally?
I know all of them personally, yeah. Jovan, Van, I know all the greatest haters of all time.
She said, "Also, wanted to see what you all think about doing some of the best non-hood black movies of all time."
You mean like?
I mean, I'm thinking like
she's Malcolm X and like
yeah
Glory.
she's probably talking about something like I mean
that's pretty easy.
Yeah, I mean we really will go down everybody's list. That I think that's kind of, I don't think that's really a debatable topic as much though.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty to the point.
Pretty standard.
Color Purple.
Yeah,
the right thing.
Well, what about let's go overrated movie before we go next. Let's go overrated black movie.
What was the joint with Remy?
Harlan?
Yeah.
Really? You think you
thought Harlan was good, but I thought it was a little cliche.
Okay, that's interesting.
A lot of stuff happened in that was kind of convenient to prove a point.
A lot of convenience.
Yeah, I was like, okay, you know, now that's happened. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Over. I mean, you can talk about great black movies. I mean, Shaft. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You talk about great black heroes, great black figures. I mean, yeah, you got all sorts of.
Got a lot of them. I'm trying to think of some that's overrated, maybe, man. I think is overrated that people would like a lot. Oh man, that's a hard one, man. Cause I really respect the classiness of most black movies, especially, and maybe for best, especially about listeners that like me. If you're a listener 10 years, 25, 24, I remember a time when you didn't have black movies in the theater, so like you would go out to see a black movie regardless of what it was. It was like, you saw a commercial for a black movie, looks like we're going to see it this Friday
in the theater because of that.
Yeah, but think about how many other movies we saw like they like looks like we're going to see that black movie. Mm-hmm. If they was on our senior hall,
there's still some of that going to see the black movie though that happens, and I get it. It's all
think,
right.
You know, I don't know. I think it's a little bit less though.
There's a little bit less black movies too.
Remember Arsenio Hall? If Arsenio Hall interviewed you about your movie, black folks was going to go see that.
Yo, Cass was jumping out the house to go see Mo Money,
and that's an overrated movie.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's an overrated movie. And I remember Cass with this. I remember Cass was in droves to go see Mo Money. Yeah. Mo Money made profit.
Strictly Business is overrated.
Oh no, nah, I can't. I disagree with that one. I disagree with Mo Money because I disagree with
that Boomerang's one. Not.
Boomerang is one of the best of all time.
Yeah.
I think it's actually underrated as a movie in black culture.
Boomerang's dope.
Yeah, so a reason I say Strictly Business is can't be overrated because it really started that whole new genre of black movies.
It did. It kind of ushered in the 90s.
Yeah, it was. You're talking about 91.
The 90s urbanite black movie.
Yeah, because if you remember, it was a movie that competed against other black movie called, Twisted Identity or like Born Identity, where this black dude made himself look white to try to get away from some people.
Oh, I remember that.
It was like Born Identity. It was something like that. But they were competing at the same time.
Yeah, I remember you know, that. At the dude same time. White face and he was running around.
Yeah, like trying to get away from cats or whatever.
Like, that brother looks like Willy Wonka.
They could have said Gene Wilder play him.
I was like, what the hell is going on here? Imagine if they did that in reverse now.
All right, last email comes from DJ. He spells his DJ out too. So he says, "Hi guys, wanted to see what you all thought about the hip hop questions we had all presented before about the best 3-star album. I know you all have been talking about it, but I thought about someone else that you all hadn't thought about that you all had kind of mentioned offhand. What about Dr. Dre?"
Well, he's had 2 albums though.
No, he's had 4.
What are we counting?
Chronic, then you got
2001.
No, remember you had that bullshit Aftermath. Well, I guess that
I'm
you
not
can't
counting
count
that, yeah,
because
I'm
that's a compilation album.
Yeah,
that's a compilation.
That's like counting Rock La Familia.
So then it would be, yeah, it would be his 3 albums there, 2000 and then Compton. Compton,
oh, 2001, that's Compton. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So I guess he has a decent, I mean, that's a stretch of one because you got a fucking big ass break.
That's a
you took a 15 year break.
I did. You know how much stuff I did in between him dreaming out albums? Do you know how many things I did between 2001 and Compton?
It's got to came out last year.
Joe, it came out last year. 2001 came out the year I graduated from high school. I've been out of high school for so long, I don't even remember going. Like, I'm aware of the fact that I had to have gone.
But were there.
I don't remember having actually been there. I went to college and took the long route.
Because you went to JUCO first, right?
Yeah. So, like, I took the long route to college in between that album. I came out of college, went through the housing crisis of the 2007s and 9s, got a job, then started a whole different career outside of that job. I done had about 4 girlfriends and 3 half-girlfriends. So, I've had roughly 5.5 girlfriends.
And most mistresses, probably.
Yeah, well, some of them. But I've had all those things happen in between. I've started drinking coffee. I have stopped eating fast food.
He can't count.
That can't count.
He can't count.
That can't count.
Yeah, you can't count that. That's like counting.
Come on.
I'm trying to think of somebody else that like came out like a game. Like Paul McCartney is somebody like that came out like album every 10 years type shit.
The Beatles brought a single out in 95 using recordings of John Lennon.
That's right.
But the Beatles hadn't made their last album. Their last single before that was in 1970.
Yeah, that's
that don't count. You can't make a single 25 years later and say, "Oh, we're the Beatles still." You had a dude die. It's been so long since you made a song. You had a dude die. Nah,
good.
Dre don't count.
And you had y'all had the drummer go solo doing his own albums.
Right.
The Beatles. Ringo was a star for a slight moment in the early 90s.
Ringo was a big deal, man.
Yeah, like the late 80s, early 90s, Ringo, he might have arguably been as equal to Paul McCartney at that time.
Ringo was here not too long ago, about a year or so ago.
He was at where, Sketch Rate?
He played the Fox.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, Paul plays Busch Stadium. But,
I mean, we're neither here nor there.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, you know. He's a different level of the game. All right, that is the last email. All right, let's get into our topic. We got a lot of people jumping in on this man law thing, man. So, man laws. We wanted to talk about man law.
You know,
he done brought the calls, Rossi.
You know, my first issue with man law is how quickly women are always so quick to try to jump up.
Oh, no, I got three tweets from women.
What man law is.
Yeah.
when you bring it up. Like, yeah. I don't be in here trying to talk about girl code. Don't you be trying to enforce
your way. Or as I call it, bitch politics.
Bitch politics. Damn.
Bitch. I would get involved with it. Like, my daughter and my old lady are getting into it. I don't even get involved with it, man.
How are they getting into it already?
Man, it's a 3-year-old, man. You'd be surprised.
Mothers and daughters have a lifelong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can use
from the very beginning.
Look, you'd be very surprised.
That's why every girl talks about I want a boy.
That's what I'm saying. You'd be very surprised what could go down between a mother and a daughter.
Every girl be like, I want a boy. Like, I bet you do.
Yeah, you don't even want none of that. All right, so I found a list of 100 man laws. We won't go through all of these. But I thought it was a good premise. Or anything offhand that you had, though, before you even
got I've got plenty.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's go.
We can insert them in as we go along. We can build them off of something. That was the first one on the list.
First one on his is no man. First one is never express or show interest in another man's woman.
Oh, that's a good one to bring up. In another man's woman? See, I don't know.
See this. But my man law, if I've been around you, and I've talked to you more than 8 times, I can't talk to any of your chicks.
I'm gonna sound like a snake by the time this is second. So here's how I
because
look
no,
at
I felt,
it.
But I or if I broke bread with you at some point, like went out to eat with you, you've been in my crib, I've been in your crib. I think it's kind of.
Here's the thing, and it's really easy to solve that. Like, is this your man's or is this not?
But I think even on the level of like a peripheral friend, though, I wouldn't even.
But here's the thing about it, though, too. This is the rule that I've abided by for years.
Mm-hmm.
Rule number one, let her choose.
Mm.
If she chooses otherwise, you, my friend, are not on the hook for anything that happens at that point.
Because but if you say you push up on her,
now,
though,
if you try to
influence the choice.
Yes, if you try to influence the choice. You, sir, may be a snake, but I live by the rule in general, even if it's not a situation where it's some other dude's chick, let her choose. Women got a whole different process they go through in rationalizing things and coming around to stuff, so I don't even try to get in the way of that. You figure it out for yourself, young lady. Now, if you figure out up front that you want me as opposed to him, hey, you gotta let nature move the way nature moves.
Yeah. And shout out to my friend, one of my buddies, Roy Robinson, who says you can't stop love, man. Like because he had a situation like that where someone he dated.
Very funny coming from Roy. Roy's profound love advice.
Right.
We need to have
never
like
section name order to Roy's profound love advice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, because it was a situation he had with that where someone he dated ended up dating one of his friends. I was like, man, how do you feel about that? He's like, can't stop love, man. And that's kind of what we stopped at.
I think
like,
here's
I really,
the thing.
I really didn't press no further. It was kind of really
when it comes to when it comes to man law, I look at it like this. I'm not hollering none of my homeboys' chicks. But here's the thing. I'm gonna pose though. What is the statute of limitations? The statute of limitations in man law can be a very hazy subject. Like
when is she back available?
When is she once again for the people? That's when it counts. How long does it have to be before? Do you always have to go back and check with your boy and say, hey, you know, if it's your boy, you got to do it. Yeah. But if it's just like a dude you know, hey, man, that's a tough call. It's a tough call.
You know what?
I think it's
the deepness of what relationship they had. I think you got to come up with a formula. You got to go by how much time passed, how deep was their relationship, you know, and if they had any kids, anything like that. Like, if he was a chick, he was, like, if he was with a chick, if he's with a chick more than a year, you're gonna have to fall back for a minute. Like, you're gonna have to post up for a minute.
Oh, you gotta hang back, but she probably gonna hang back too. Yeah. I think the average rebound time for a chick coming out of something like that is like a year and a half anyway.
To chicks, get into another relationship?
Chicks be going on hiatuses, bro.
I don't know, man. I know a lot of chicks that get bounce back like Mystical said.
Man, I know some ones that be going on hiatus. I mean,
like they just want to just deep just.
Yeah, they be going. They be detoxing, and I be like, man, I don't know. I don't know if I don't have that in me.
So you saying combined with the detox? You know what? If it's a serious relationship, if it's anything over 3 years, you can't do a period.
I get that.
Even thing over 3 years, because that's in y'all probably talking about
getting married. What if they move in together and then they break up with each other and then they just back out there? I mean, all right, so...
If moving in is that's another part of the equation. You got to add that to your
time. What if your boy gives the blessing, though? Do you automatically take it?
What time period is your boy giving you this blessing?
I'm saying...
Period. You're saying, like, 6 months later, your boy...
Oh, man, I'm not even really tripping for real, man.
I'm not believing this shit.
You're like, no, man, go holler at it. It's good. It's good.
But then, man, you can't stop love.
But see, but then... Yeah, exactly. But then you get to kicking it, and then y'all be going around missing circles.
That's the
and
problem,
everybody
though.
Be looking at each other like, what's going on? I'd be like, hey, letting the rule number one.
I let
her choose. She chose.
And I talked to him, too.
Rule number two. Always refer back to rule number one.
For me, it'd be kind of hard because I figure there's so many women out there that I wouldn't even bug out. Like, I don't even know if I would even go after anybody's chick like that, even if she tried to choose on me, I probably wouldn't take it serious. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't take her serious.
What if one of the homeboys hollered at somebody casually?
That's different.
And then you just be like, oh, nothing really happened. It's all good.
But there still needs to be a time period break, though, from me. I need his dick residue to leave.
Right, which brings me to my next question.
The dick residue my boy has to have left.
You, my friend, are getting married soon.
Yes.
Very soon. Yes. Sooner than I realized when I looked at the calendar the other day. So you are shortly to be a married man.
Yes.
Now, I don't want to make this scenario too awkward or anything like that. But let's say you're getting married, you're up there. Can you possibly look out into the crowd and see somebody on your side of the church that has been with your woman previously? Can you marry her, or is that a violation of man law?
But that wouldn't be a violation of man law, because I wouldn't know the dude.
But no, I'm saying though. Like, it's one of those situations.
You said like this man.
Not quite the best man, like the movie.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, you got your boy there. He just at the wedding chilling. He's like, oh yeah, I used to mess with her. Glad I'm happy for y'all. Like, can you deal with that? Like, knowing that she might have smashed your boy.
When do I find this information out?
You knew this.
How long was it ago, though?
Let's say I'm not saying like it got sprung on you. Like, you knew because you went to him to go get the blessing.
Oh no, I can't trip though.
Wow, I don't know if I don't know if I could marry somebody that smashed one of my boys.
But see, I was gonna say, it depends on the time period though. How much time is
that? I don't know if enough time can go by.
See, I think I can let the dick residue is off of you. So you saying if it was 5 years ago? No, 10 years ago.
You want your mans to know all nasty shit your girl do?
Look, I'm assuming that she ain't picked up some more shits in 10 years that this motherfucker don't even know
about. That's a way to see it. I don't know.
I'm thinking like college. Like somebody in college or grad school that one of my boys missed when it's 10 years later.
Dick residue got a long standing life. That shit like a Twinkie.
Lives forever. No, I think the dick residue has to be gone though. Like, and it depends on what level he was messing with her too.
Damn, it's heavy. It's heavy in the game.
Like, if that was his chick, I don't know if I could. Period. Now, if they was just kicking it and they was dating, they messed around a couple of times. That's what it was. Maybe I can way more entertain. But if that was like his chick, and I used to come over and she cooked and shit, and I could never do it.
Okay.
I could never.
There's always more than enough to go around.
Yeah, that's how I look at it, man. You know, but. And then you know what? It depends on the closeness of the homeboy. This equation, somebody needs to have a real equation, like times what, like, the algebraic equation, because, like, if there's somebody in my inner circle that I fuck with, I never could, period.
Yeah, no. But if somebody,
I'm cool, but it's people that, like, okay, that's some of your frat brothers that you super cool with, but you wouldn't say, like, they would be at your wedding, but they ain't gonna call you to borrow money.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm, that, you know what I'm saying?
That,
like,
call to borrow money list is real smart. I follow you. I think it might be the most hit and miss brother to brother situation of all.
It can get real sketchy, man.
If you is
because I ain't front, every girl I mess with is still off limits to all my boys.
I wish y'all could see the seriousness in his face. He's very serious right now.
I'm thinking two of them specifically, and I tell him, about that. I don't give a fuck about me getting married.
Damn.
No, I don't care.
Damn. You've retired and decided that the ball still can't be rolled back.
Went out my date for 10 years. Okay. So no. Look, if I'm talking about, it's motherfuckers that I'm cool with from college, I'd be mad with that they was talking to her. Like, I wouldn't be mad, but I'd be like, oh, okay.
All these women out here, and you gonna outlet this one? You already know. Like, yeah, that's true.
You go, yeah. So now I'd be like, okay, I see. I'm gonna be talking to you at the next tailgate. So what you got the other man laws?
I'm going to Facebook here. A few people.
Oh yeah, I got some tweets too. I got this list and I got some tweets.
What do you got? What do you got?
All right. This is at T Donaldson. He says never cock block another man while he is scamming on a female.
Scamming on a female?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like if he's trying to get on a chick, you can't, like, try to hate him on the back end.
Oh, don't be sliding in and dirty macking.
There you go. That's probably better. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't dirty mac. Yeah. Dirty.
Oh, you know what? We talked about this before with Jermaine Jackson. That's the worst.
Jermaine Jackson's one of the foremost dirty macs of all
time. He's in the pantheon of dirty. But I'm saying, but like, he moved in when his brother moved out type shit. So yeah, you can't be
Yeah, Jermaine Jackson is an elite level dirty Mac. Like, he's top of the pops, man.
This is from T. Donaldson again. He had another one. He says, "Don't never bring your chick to a boys' night out."
Never. You gotta.
I've seen cats violate this. This one. Now the reason I picked this is because I've seen cats violate this one a lot.
Yeah, you gotta be careful about integration. My thing about
you sound like Bull Connor. Racism. Oh no, not Bull Connor. Who was the mayor of, that was the mayor, Bull Connor, the mayor of Birmingham. Who was the governor of Alabama during the 60s? Said racism now, racism forever.
Oh, yeah, hey man, when it comes to putting your woman in the mix, you better be segregated as you possibly can. You better pick your shots. You better know who your homies is that can handle that situation and who can't. You don't want to take your woman to no wedding and then you took up and she dancing with your boy.
No, I wasn't even thinking of that. I'm thinking of a situation where everybody's like, fuck. I was trying to chop it up about some other shit, and she here.
Oh yeah, well yeah, there's that.
That's what I'm thinking about.
That's about to happen.
But it's different though in this situation. Other than shit,
yeah, I mean, that's that's the thing, man. Like, yeah, you gotta be careful. To me, is it man law? Are you breaking man law if the homeboy is over at the crib and you just fall through and your girl with you?
But if you know it's only the homies.
Like, you come in, like, we are here chilling right now, you come in the door.
That's different. We only two.
No, I'm talking about, you got a group in here. You got 4-5 cats in here.
Yeah.
And then you bringing somebody girl through, and she fucking, you know, if you got a chick, she fucking around and know one of they chicks in the group.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
And
now
she's going to come in.
Now, Craig got to be quiet.
Cats is turning up.
He was talking about, man, I remember when I, oh. And then he just gets silent.
No, you didn't.
Then cats start talking in cold and shit.
Went underneath the table.
Yeah.
The cats are open.
Oh, no. Or they start texting each other like, I'm always my man. It was this one girl I was talking to a long time ago. Oh. No, they're good. Like,
they can start deleting their texts. Yeah. And soon
to their own boy. They got to delete texts to their own boy.
Yeah. So, yeah, that might be a violation of man code, just bringing a woman in the mix unannounced.
All right, let me see. Let me go back to the list here. That was a man without a word is nothing. Your name and reputation is everything.
Man without a word?
Yeah, like having a word, like your word, like your word means.
Oh, if you with anything, yeah, I can agree with that. You can just stand for something. You gotta stand for something. You know, I mean, or else you ain't got integrity. Integrity is one of the most important things you can have.
This is an interesting one he has. When in pursuit of the same woman, if your friend calls first, you back down.
Rule number one, let her choose. Because half the time I done hollered at chicks and they say the wrong dude and said what's up to them and they'd rather talk to the other dude.
I probably said it 50% of the time.
So if you the other dude, you got to make sure that you at least affirm your position. I'm not letting a chick go just because some dude said first. Maybe I was in the bathroom. Maybe I wasn't in there. Maybe I just didn't turn around. But I turn around, look at her, and she peeped me, and she's peeping me more than you. But I can't do nothing about it.
But I would say real G's know how to shuffle this situation. Yeah, like if you all hanging out and you kind of see, oh shit, I'm gonna shuffle off. She kind of vibing with the homie. I'm gonna shuffle off.
Oh yeah, you gotta slide out. But if you slide in and she get interested when you slide in, other dude got a dip, dog. She chose.
Yeah,
she chose, man. Other dude got a dip.
She chose up. All right, it says, a men's bathroom is not the place to make new friends.
No, I ain't got nothing to say. We don't have anything to talk about in the bathroom. I got my dick out.
Never criticize a man's wife, fiance, or long-term girlfriend in front of him.
Depends.
Is he starting it?
Is he asking?
Yeah.
If he asking... I mean, if a dude, I feel like it's part of your social responsibility. If a dude chick is wilding on him, you gotta
bring. Oh yeah, you gotta bring that out, man.
Yeah. I mean, like, don't just be like, "Damn, she kind of struggled." You don't think you could have done a little better? Like, you can't be out here living like that. But you know, hey, you gotta let people live in that regard. But nah, you better tread carefully with that one.
Let's see. It's part of the code that a beautiful, sexy woman be pointed out to other males in the vicinity.
Oh, absolutely. 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 Underneath any circumstances it takes.
And you will figure out, you gotta figure out a way to,
yes,
to
let even him if know. He is with his girl. Even if he's with his girl, he
deserves
the his right and his duty as a man is to be able to have an opportunity to at least observe those works.
And as an older man, we have learned how to perfect looking at another one by being with a woman.
I got quarterback vision the size of this room.
I got 2004 Peyton Manning quarterback vision. I can see everything.
Man, all I need is a quick swipe. I don't even need to.
See, it ain't even about me looking at. Like, see, the thing that happens is that women always like, oh, she want to holler at this. Like, I have time. I don't want to holler at them. I just want to look. I just want to see. That's all. I just like nice things.
A man should never masturbate at another man's house.
Whoa. Yeah, hell no. You better get to the crib or get in the car or something if you a fiend like that.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Allowing that. Not in my house.
Keep your money and your woman completely separated.
I don't see how you can, though, after a while.
It's impossible. Trust me, if somebody getting married is impossible.
You can't. I mean, my dad preaches that. Well, my dad says, never let a woman know everything you're worth. Even if you got to take some money and put it off to the side and just have it over there. Never let a woman know everything you're worth because she'll know what to take you for. She think you got two. She think you got less. She gonna be less likely to wild out on you.
That's real. That's real. Then he got it on here in this list. It's never okay for a man to sample food from his other man's plate.
Oh, come on now. Everybody didn't grab the wing.
Yeah, that one's. I mean.
Everybody didn't grab the wing at some point. Yeah. Just don't grab the last one, man law. You grab the last wing off of another man's plate.
You gotta re-up them.
You gotta die. And then you gotta re-up. So after you die,
you gotta come back. Yeah. You gotta re-up and buy some wings.
Yes.
So that was coming some of the best ones I saw on that list.
Okay, that's cool. List.
Yeah.
Over on Facebook, we had a couple too, where there was a couple of building questions that happened over there. One that I got was... about being naked around other men. Number one, is that permissible? And number two, if it happens in the locker room, should you do everything you could possibly do to not allow that situation to happen?
I'm a proponent that when I was in high school, I wore shorts in the shower.
Yeah, I don't believe in being naked around other men. Now, if there's no men around, it's just a lady, you can let the situation cook. But no, I don't believe in that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know about talking in the stalls?
I'm not against that.
Which stall do you take? Which stall?
You always take one away from the buddy unless
yeah. If y'all both walk in together and you go to the stalls right next to each other, you two are some pecker wreckers. But other than that, I think that I try not to start conversation. But if it starts up, I won't.
I won't defer. This is one I just googled it. Under no circumstances, two men share an umbrella.
Oh no! Somebody got to be wet.
Or my thing is shit. Both of us are shit.
Yeah.
Fuck it! I ain't gonna put up my umbrella.
Don't be little Prince Fauntleroy with your little umbrella up, and everybody else getting rained on.
Yeah, like Javon got a joke. He's talking about. He's like, who is gayer, the dude that shimmied up under the umbrella, or the dude that let the dude shimmy up under the umbrella hold it? Javon's got a joke like that.
Ooh. They both got a lot of gay in them. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, wow. This one has, any man who brings a camera to a bachelor party may be illegally killed and eaten by his buddies.
Oh, he got to go.
Yeah.
He got to go. Period. He's a treacherous swine that's trying to end your relationship.
This one says, unless he murders someone in your family, you must bail a friend out within 12 hours.
Man, that depends on what he done.
Man, that's what I'm saying, man. If the dude raped some people, raped some chicks and stuff like that, like...
I don't think you got to ride with your homeboys just because he your homeboy. I mean, even if he did some crazy stuff, like got into a fight in the middle of the street and tried to slam a police officer, I'm going to be like, hey, bro, sorry, man. I can't bail you out on that. That the rent too damn high.
And I don't know if you're going to jump bail on my money.
Exactly.
Because you just wild out like
exactly.
That.
Exactly. I lost $4,000.
Let's see another one that was on here. Moaning about the brand of free beer in a buddy's fridge is forbidden. However, complain at will if the temperature is unsuitable.
But you got something against free alcohol? I don't know.
they say you just come in like, damn man, you got Bud Light.
Oh no. Oh hell no. Get your ass out.
It says, when stumbling upon other guys watching a sporting event, you may ask the score of the game in progress, but you may never ask who's playing.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. That's good.
That's a good one. That's a real good one.
That's a real good
one. You come up with somebody's crib though, and it's like, you know.
Who's playing, guys?
What? Huh? Huh?
Look! It says the STL right there.
You should know what that abbreviation means. When you see the STL is playing CIN, you should know that St. Louis is playing Cincinnati.
Yeah. You should know the those are the acronyms. It says this one. You
punk.
You may flatulate in front of a woman only after you have brought her to climax. If you trap her head under the covers of the purpose of flatulating entertainment, she's officially your girlfriend.
That's a Dutch oven. That's a Dutch oven. Too.
Dutch oven. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an advanced maneuver.
They say it's officially your girlfriend.
That's an advanced maneuver. She if she stick around, she really like you. You must have laid some premium pipe.
That's how I guess you're going for it. Yeah,
can do that.
It says, this one is one, I like this one, only in situations of moral or physical peril are you allowed to kick another guy in the nuts.
Yeah, I can deal with that, because I've had to do that before.
What?
I had to do that once.
Explain this now.
I was joining my fraternity, and the situation got hectic, and I had to get out of that situation, so I just had to do what I had to do. So I will personally.
But you can't be punching nuts like in
the basketball. It wasn't like that was what I was going for. But I mean, it happened, and I had an opening, and I took it. But no, you can't just start a fight and just be like, "What?" and then just punch a cat straight in the back. You do that, you're out. You're on full man suspension.
All right, it says women who claim they love to watch sports must be treated as spies until they demonstrate the knowledge of the game and the ability to drink as much as the other sports watchers.
Wow, drink as much as the other one maybe fascinates me a little bit much, because that might say something about my boys that are there. If they if a chick walk in and just get to putting them down.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. But yeah, I agree. I agree. I mean, you know, far being from a girl to start acting like she cared about a sport just because she around a dude to care about it. Huh?
Yeah.
That's never happened before.
Never happened. Then it said, they have here, never allow a telephone conversation with a woman to go longer than you're able to have sex with her. Keep a stopwatch by the phone. Hang up if necessary.
That's not bad. That's not bad. So, am I drunk during this conversation, or is this a sober conversation?
That's a good question. But that's not the same thing when you fucking too though. Are you drunk or are you?
Well, that's what I mean.
Are you sober? So both times you'll go. That's the thing, you may go longer.
If I'm on that phone call, and I'm drinking Jim Beam, that call might go for 3 hours. It might.
Hey, that's real.
If I'm sipping the King, though, it might be a quick. Oh, this was up. Well, I'm gonna talk to you. I gotta go holler at Daryl.
Sipping on the King. All right, and then he says it. It is acceptable for you to drive her car. It is not acceptable for her to drive yours.
Nah, that's not true.
Yeah, I don't get to agree with that one. Okay, the morning after you and your girl, who has formerly just a friend, have carnal, drunken monkey sex, the fact that you're feeling weird and guilty is no reason for you not to nail each other again before the discussion about what a big mistake it was because for
why is it a mistake? I'm not a big fan of analyzing sex. I'm not a big fan of having after sex analysis like this is Sports Center or anything like that. Like,
I can agree with that.
I don't have to be given props. I don't have to be. We don't have to go back and discuss what's happened or anything like that. I'm fine. So, hey, if we just the homies and we end up cutting, hey, that's what ends up happening. It's okay.
It says, all right. The girl who replies to the question, what do you want for Christmas, with, if you love me, you know what I want, gets an Xbox in the store.
Yeah, baby, I know that you'd like to see me happy, so I bought you an Xbox.
Like, you with the X, you take the Xbox, you all good. Alright, did you have any more from people online?
There's some out there about etiquette when at the store shopping. Now, every guy has had that moment when you're sitting there and you're getting ready to go and buy a beer or getting ready to grab a bottle or something like that, and another dude is evaluating the same thing as you. Do you stop to, like, talk to dude, or do you give him his time to process his own thing? Yeah, because, like, you know, you don't want to be in there sounding like little Prince Fauntleroy and being that junk. Oh, I really like the taste of this.
Hey, you should check out the, you know,
yeah, because anytime you start suggesting alcohol to another man that's in a liquor store, you absolutely have to realize that you are overstepping your boundaries. You don't know if that man is a Hennessy man, or if he is a Jack Daniels man, or if he's a vodka man. I mean, you don't know what it is, but don't be, just throwing things out there, because that's not welcome. That's like talking to a man at the urinal, talking to a man when he's trying to pick his alcohol out. Unless he asks you first.
They're like, hey man, do you know anything about something?
Yes, if he has solicited your advice, it is your duty to give him the best advice that you possibly can for doing so.
But you shouldn't just be giving unsolicited advice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alright, here's one that came up. If you're in a conversation where girls are talking about one of your friends and you know he likes one of them, you should always drop good bombs. Basically, subtly mention good things about him in a non-bromance way. Like, basically, you should be plugging your boy.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. The assist pays out in heaven. In player heaven, when you drop a lot of assists, you the man.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be a superstar pimp and just you only out here for yourself. You know, no. Put your mans over.
Alright, let's see. Shotgun is a responsibility, not a privilege. If you're sitting up front, you are not a passenger, you are the co-pilot. You're responsible for music selection, navigation, and responding to calls and texts on the driver's phone.
Hell no! who's responding to my text while I'm driving? I'm responding to my own text while I'm driving.
I'm assuming this is like something like over a long drive, like you driving like a long time.
I don't know about that. I don't ever want anybody texting back for me. That's a whole different flavor. You could throw the whole thing off.
Let's see. It says, if a guy's engaged in a conversation with a woman, don't interrupt or try to piggyback, find your own girl. Like, this random dude's talking to a chick at the bar, you don't just come up like, oh, yeah, man, you know, I'm a brown
skin.
Oh, yeah,
too. You stay out of that. You stay out of that.
Yeah.
I'm a Virgo, too. Like, bro, what?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think that that's mostly respected in general. Hey, when you're sitting on the couch, if the two dudes sitting on the edge of it, you got to just stand up.
Now, this one is a white man law.
What about that one? What about that one? If you come in, you're sitting, you see two dudes sitting on the couch, do you sit in between them or you just stand up?
You just stand up.
Yeah. Stand up. That goes into the thing about if you somewhere and there's limited beds in the hotel.
Somebody got to sleep on the floor.
Somebody got to sleep on the floor. Recently got chastised because me and my homeboy was like, no. I said, I'm going to take the couch. They're like, this is a perfectly good bed in there. There's only one person in there. Yeah, but that person in there, that's my boy. Nope.
Not going to do it.
I ain't finna be laid up in no bed next to another dude with his mouth open. Beard. I ain't sleeping next to a beard.
And he got his beret on while he's sleep.
Right. Exactly. Wait.
This one is a white one. Because I ain't never heard of this one for black folks.
Okay.
It says, there are specific rules to the head nod. When greeting another male, if you know them, you nod up. If you don't know them, you nod down.
I've heard that rule. I've had to abide by that one before.
Is that with black people too?
So here's the thing. Yeah, it's for black people too. Like when you see a white person, you nod down. Like, what's up? But when you see a brother amidst all the other whites, you give them a slow.
That's what I've only given the up. Maybe because I only do it to black people. Maybe only because I only give a head nod to black people.
You never did that. How you doing? How you doing?
Oh, okay. I haven't did down there. Like, yeah, how you doing? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's up?
But you don't.
Hey, okay, that makes sense up, now. Man? You described it.
You don't go,
sense.
Hey, what's up, man? And be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You, what's up? What's up? The only way
and
you
when you do
what's
see
up,
somebody, you be like, did you see that suck ass dude? Don't give us a down head nod and was all right. Looking like that? Okay. That makes sense then. Okay. Wow, yeah, okay. And I got one. If you're on a campus with mostly white constituencies and you're black, it is your duty to hit not every black male that walks past you.
Oh, absolutely.
Unless there is a internal conflict, and then you might as well be fighting the person on site then at that point.
Yeah.
If you're not fighting this person on site, you have to give them a head nod.
No. That's fair. Especially.
Don't even know them. Don't matter. It could be anybody. I actually give that a 10 feet radius.
Yeah.
That's a 10 feet radius.
Yeah. There's a proximity. It's like a thing where you need to get it done ahead of time.
You know, you see them, you know, and don't do the punk stuff like, damn, man, here come that dude, Craig. I'm gonna walk over if I don't have to give the head nod. The preemptive non-head nod is even just as worse.
Yeah, you know,
trying to avoid the head nod by going a different route.
Yeah. Don't avoid it. Just go for it.
You just gotta do it. You just gotta do the head nod. All right, some other stuff with man law. What do you think about how people, with money with boys, if somebody gives you, if somebody loans you $100, when is
discuss it? I think you gotta discuss it. Like, what's this $100 for? You know, like when we, you know, hey dog, I need a back by, you know, blank. I gotta hit the shake that night.
You know, up front, you give it to me all once.
Yeah. So I look at it this way, like. You don't take money from somebody where you got an issue, you know, with getting back from them. I ain't giving money to anybody I got an issue with giving money to in the first place.
100%.
You know, so you can kind of solve that problem on your own. So, I don't know. Money is a big, that's a slippery slope when you're handing money over. Because you don't want to be there, you didn't give a dude $200 and then he up in the club like, we own.
All right, so another man law question.
Like thrown out, you feel like you've accomplished something. Like the worst thing you ever want to do is get like tossed away. Like you're like, you know, like, well,
like,
fuck.
And then you start throwing your stuff out the
door. Because you know what, the first mistake you've made when you do that is you feel like you've won an argument. Never in the history of since Jesus Christ died and rolled that stone from in front of his grave has a man won an argument with a woman. Truly, either you've lost your pride, your dignity, or your money, and probably some combination of all of them. But at some point or another, you're going to have to come back around and take that L. So what ends up happening is that you leave and you feel like, yeah, I'm the man. Like you just like won an argument with like your brother or something, or like you really, because you can win those fights.
Yeah,
but then you sitting there, you gotta realize that she really don't care. Like she's in there right now, sleep, has moved on to a whole nother thought, and she's like, because she
when
knows.
When a woman is done for real, they're done with you.
Even if it's for.
We linger a lot longer.
Even if it's, even if it's for, if she's done with you for that 24-hour time span. Like she's finished with you. Like, you know what? I know for a fact. The confidence that a woman has to have has to be just like, it's got to be like, there's only two things that can compare to it. It's got to be like being Michael Jordan in like 92 and being a woman at any point in time, period.
100% agree.
Because a woman has that, she just knows, like, she's like, I'm good. Like, I'm going to make him do whatever I want him to do, wherever he's at. I'm going to move him around. He's about to go home and feel like shit. And by 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to have some calls. She's going to get all them calls from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the morning. And she's just going to put her phone on silent and go to sleep. Because she knows she's going to get that call back. What kind of power is that? Meanwhile, you out here, you feel like the man. You in the parking lot, you like, fuck it then. This motherfucker got me fucked up. I'm not finna be out here.
It's only 48 hours you feel that for, too, as a man.
I'm not
finna be, 48 hours to feel like
I'm not finna be jumping through hoops and doing all this. Just, fuck that. She gonna appreciate me.
I'm finna call up the homies.
Right.
We finna roll up.
I'm tired of this. I'm not finna keep on putting up with her shit. You driving home, you turn on some shit, you good, and you start to fucking thinking, you like, God damn, all right.
So you gotta keep yourself sane though. You gotta go to thug rap music. You gotta go. You can't go nowhere close to no R&B.
Listen,
that's
dog.
A mistake.
Listen, dog.
You better stay strictly on the Migos the whole time. And I don't even like the Migos, but I will find some trap music and just ride to that shit.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, and maybe this is the way my head work. I don't know. I be sitting there, I'm overly logical probably. I be sitting there like, God damn. At some point in my life, I'm going to have to humble myself on up and make this right. Or maybe I ain't going to get a chance to make... Oh, I'm going to get a chance. I'm me. I'm good. Fuck, maybe I ain't me. Oh, shit. Let me call her right quick and make sure shit good. Even if we just going to talk a little later, let me find out. She been asleep for 20 minutes. She not tripping. She's
what's out. The most humbling experience you have with a woman then, like that? I mean, I'll go first. I mean, I ain't got no qualms about
the most humbling experience I've ever had.
Yeah, like
in
a situation like that. Mine has been being dropped off drunk in front of her door and now she not letting me in. And I wake up on the doorstep, still asleep. I mean, still... Now, keep in mind...
Yeah,
I was,
you can go. First. I gotta decide whether I'm gonna tell the
story. Yeah, so, alright. So, you know, back in my days, through parties and stuff, so my girlfriend I had for like 2 years at that time, she came to one of my parties. She brought in one of her cousins that was underage, and I told her that I could get her in, but I told her, like, hold up for a minute. And I don't know what happened. Somehow I was like, well, fuck it, if you don't want to wait, then leave, or some shit like that. Wow. I had a couple of drinks. You know, this is in the filling myself period.
Powered up.
Yeah, I was powered up pretty hard. So I got super wasted, and I was supposed to stay at her crib that night. So, one of my buddies, not to be named, that we know, takes me all the way over to Illinois to drop me off at her crib, or whatever. And he's calling her from my phone like, yo, such and such, I'm on my way with such and such. She not picking up. We get to the door, he didn't pick it up. And I was like, fuck it then. Hey, dog, I'm still drunk, but I'm still talking shit, and I'm sloppy. I'm like, leave a nigga at the door. I'll get in.
I've been where you at.
Yeah. Just so you like, oh, I'm gonna get in this motherfucker.
I've been where you at.
Man, that's the last thing I remember saying though. I woke up with my slacks and shirt all dirtied up because I'm laid on the patio. And then, so I'm knocking again. She opened the door. She was like, oh, okay, so you good now? And I'm like, no, man. Like, I done had leaves and all kind of shit all up in me. I'm like, I don't even know, it might have rained. I don't know what happened though. It was just everything going on. I was like, yeah, brother got to humble himself a little bit. Yeah. Go ahead, man.
This is like a support circle.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, ask her to go. She got humble.
Tiffany's here with us. Go ahead, Tiffany.
She doesn't.
So you've never had to be humbled by it with a man in this situation?
No.
See? No. Look at their life. Look at their life.
And look, what's so funny is you can get her homie, and I bet she said the same goddamn thing too.
Look at her life.
that. Not once did you ever.
I'll be okay. I'll be all right. Oh. See, so.
As they said, don't get fired.
That's how we act when we team up. Throw your triple beam up. This is fish scale. I bailed out the county with counterfeit bills. My slang be high range, brick city. Watch how you sniff, son. I'm highly octane. All you hear is bang, 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 yo. Bang. Remember you, bitch. Shit, I forget my last name. It's all about game, nothing else. But they'll walk through the woods, then stomp on your foot. With high, I take out any comp in the hood. Gorilla impact in this rap habitat. Get you stepping in your Air Max. Bounce. You cocking it back, but where that? Bounce. I got a six pack of Heineken and Big Cap on the wheels and two laps. I give Stella her groove back. My middle name must be Fuck You. Cause every time I walk by, niggas be like, Fuck You.
I'll be there, I'll be there, I'll be there, I'll be there.
My first name must be He Ain't Shit. Cause every time I'm in the car, bitches be like, He Ain't Shit.
I'll be there, I'll be there, I'll be there, nigga. I'll be there.
I heard the party going on.
Thank you for listening to the newest episode of Scenario. Make sure you give us some feedback on this episode. StraightOLC@gmail.com. Straight Outta Locast fan page, as well as hitting us up on Twitter at StraightOLC. Appreciate the love as always. Give us some more topics, ideas for us to rift on as we go forward with these episodes. So we appreciate all the love and people hitting us up about it. And we will check out on the next edition of the Scenario.